Good morning. You are tuned in to Community Radio, listener-supported KGNU. I'm Maeve Conran, and coming up on today's Morning Magazine, we'll hear how do you live to be 90 and still be healthy and active? Milton Slater will share his wisdom for us as he heads to his 91st birthday in early 2020. He'll be giving a presentation on Friday called Living Today as My Last Day on Earth. A report out earlier this year from the US Census Bureau shows that America's population of people aged 90 and older has almost tripled since 1980, reaching 1.9 million in 2010. It's projected that it will continue to increase to more than 7.6 million over the next 40 years. But living longer does not always translate to living well. Milton Slater, who himself turns 91 early next year, is a life coach and he shares his wisdom on how to get to be 90 and live well. He'll be speaking tomorrow afternoon as part of the monthly Interface Boulder programme on Living Today as My Last Day on Earth.
Well, I'm a life coach for men between the ages of 60 and 75. To get to the age of 90, as similar as I am. I'll be 91 in February in 3 months.
Oh, well, congratulations. And you're living a very active life. And this is the kind of knowledge and wisdom, I suppose, that you convey to others as part of the various different groups that you lead. Tell us a little bit about your own background over the last 91 years. What do you think were the biggest things that brought you to be where you are now in terms of your attitude to exercise, you know, mental health care, various different things? Were there life lessons along the way that you think have gotten you to be a very healthy, very active, wise 91-year-old man, almost 91-year-old?
Well, I think I've been physically active my whole life and believed in that. And I think the message that I would give to people is that find the activities that would continue to have aerobic qualities so that by the time you're in your latter years, whatever that is, whether it's in the late 70s, late 80s, or even 90, you are physically fit and active. I dance every Saturday in something called Body Mantra with men and women, both, and it's individual choreography, and then you hook up based upon the appeal of the people that you dance with, and you create either a duo or a trio or even a quad. And so it's very exciting, and I've been doing that for almost 3 years, and it gives me tremendous energy. And it's a loving environment, so that I walk away from that every Saturday and I feel uplifted. I've gotten tremendous energy and there's a loving connection with the people in there. I think one of the things that I would say is important, all of the activities that I've done throughout my life basically gave me good energy. I think we're like a battery, a giant battery, and some things give you energy and some things take it away.
You're going to be talking at the Interface event that's happening on Friday, and you talk about 12 factors that you think are really important towards living not just a long life but a fulfilling life. Take
yes.
us through some of those. I know we've already touched on some of them.
I think the first two I said that were the most important was the physical aspect and the attitudinal aspect. And I'll spend most of my time talking about those two because I think that are the two most important. But I think I've mentioned some of the others in terms of making new friends, which I think is important. I feel another one is marriage, family, and the stability that it gives you to go through life. My wife was the rock for me in so many ways. She was inspirational.
How long were you married?
55 years. And she was I can tell you this, she was the best mother a husband could have for his children.
What was her name?
Her name was Fran. Frances.
Frances.
She was an unusual woman, too. She was the Boulder County chair of the Victims' Compensation Board, so that she gave away $500,000 a year for at least 10 years to victims of domestic violence, and it paid for therapy. So she was an inspiration for me in that way. And she trained people at the Boulder County AIDS Project. So I had a wife that I admired and who was an inspiration for me in many ways. So I'm living the life that she would have lived, and I'm grateful for that.
When you're out there, do you see that, you know, people are receptive to your wisdom and your advice? I mean, you facilitated men's groups and different things. I mean, I suppose if somebody was to show up to come to a men's group, they're looking for, you know, community, and they're looking maybe for inspiration. But there are many other people who won't. As you said earlier, a lot of men don't want to talk about their feelings. So how do you get your message across to that cohort, I suppose?
I don't think you can, quite frankly. I think you have to be open to taking a look at yourself. You asked me about the other 12 things that inspired me or were responsible for who I am. And I think what I call individuation, which is really what kind of a person do you want to be throughout your life? Do you want to, I think it was Aristotle who said, you know, the unexamined life isn't worth living. And what I've done was always try to look at how do I keep working on that so that when I get to the age of 90, I feel good about myself. Matt, I've got to tell you something that wouldn't have happened unless I had turned 90. Because about 2 months ago, for the first time, I looked into the mirror in the bathroom and I looked into my eyes. And I swear I looked into my soul, myself. And I looked in and I said, I like you. I like what you've done with my life. If I hadn't lived to 90, I wouldn't have experienced that. And it was really, I think, the culmination of the search to work through the what I call the shadow side of myself. And I have to once again give credit to my wife about that shadow side, because she was a very strong woman and not an easy woman to be married to, because she was like a bulldozer in many ways. And she confronted me and challenged me to deal with my shadow side, which is the side that people come into any relationship with. That's the part that they don't want to look about themselves. And so I got a gift from her that I didn't appreciate at the time, but looking back at it now, I can say it was a real gift for me.
Well, Milton Slater says it's also really important to have a good sense of humour if you want to live a long life. He'll share his wisdom on how to get to 90 years of age at the monthly Interface Boulder programme. It happens tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. at the Boulder Jewish Community Centre. Find out more at interfaceboulder.org.